Choose the artist whom you find exciting. Music is just spots on paper until an artist can communicate it personally to you. Trust your own judgment, regardless of critics. After a recent concert by the Russian pianist Sviatoslav Richter, two knowledgeable critics wrote, New York Times, "It was a disappointing evening. One had hoped for more technical and musical refinement. Because of constant experimentation with the tempos, the work sounded disconnected." New York Herald Tribune, 2,000 candle power playing by the Soviet Thor of the piano shocked into blazing incandescence two rather tired old piano concertos and electrified to cheers an audience which uses its hands more often to stifle yawns than to applaud the musicians. Clearly, had you been there that night, you should have reached your own conclusions. Take it lightly. People usually preserve a solemn mien in the concert hall, even when the music they hear is light and gay. Such gravity does not denote a comfortable relationship with music. Listen in an unbuttoned attitude. What any piece of music means to you is strictly your affair, provided only that it means something to you, wrote critic and composer Deems Taylor. Music knows no limitations of language or age. It is a pleasure as easily pursued at 70 as at 17. So whatever investment in patience you make at first brings a lasting reward. When the day comes that you feel after a Beethoven symphony, as a poet did when she wrote, "This moment is the best the world can give," then you are a music lover.